AI. Helped make a tea. Rex leather handbag. The dinosaur part is more complicated. Scientists used AI-assisted protein reconstruction and engineered cells to grow a leather-like material inspired by fragmented T-Rex collagen. The handbag is real, but calling it resurrected dinosaur skin stretches the science much further than the evidence allows. A teal handbag sits inside a museum display beneath a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton. Its makers call it the first product made from laboratory-grown T-Rex leather. The story sounds like a scene rejected from Jurassic Park for being too strange. Artificial intelligence reads fragments of a 68-million-year-old protein. Scientists complete the missing sequence, living cells manufacture it, and a designer turns the result into luxury fashion. The handbag is real. So is the biotechnology used to create its material. But the most memorable version of the story, that scientists resurrected genuine dinosaur skin, is where an intriguing experiment begins to collide with clever marketing. How do you make leather from an extinct animal? DNA does not survive intact for tens of millions of years, so the project did not recover a usable T-Rex genome. Instead, its developers began with published fragments of collagen proteins reported from fossilized dinosaur bone. Collagen is a structural protein found in bone, skin, and connective tissue. The recovered fragments did not provide a complete recipe. The team at the Organoid company used computational biology and AI modeling to predict the missing portions of a collagen sequence containing more than 1,400 amino acids. They then converted that predicted protein into synthetic genetic instructions and inserted them into an engineered carrier cell line. Those living cells acted as microscopic factories. Lab-grown leather cultivated them so that they produced collagen and assembled extracellular material without relying on the animal hide and conventional scaffold used in ordinary leather production. Designer Infin LeVay then shaped a sheet of the resulting teal material into a one-off handbag. This is the genuinely important technological achievement. AI did not digitally design the bag. It helped move from incomplete biological evidence to a protein blueprint that cells could express, connecting paleontology, protein prediction, synthetic biology, and materials engineering in one unusual object. Is it really T-Rex leather? Not in the everyday meaning of those words. Independent paleontologists interviewed by Reuters argued that collagen recovered from dinosaur fossils survives only in fragments. Those traces came from inside bone, not preserved skin. Even a perfectly reconstructed T-Rex collagen protein would not recreate the many proteins, cells, fiber arrangements, and developmental processes that once formed dinosaur hide. The completed sequence also contains predicted information. It is therefore more accurate to describe the material as laboratory-grown leather engineered around a reconstructed T-Rex-inspired collagen sequence. It is not a preserved dinosaur product, and no living Tyrannosaurus cell was revived. This distinction does not make the material fake. Modern biotechnology frequently works by designing DNA instructions and asking cells to produce useful proteins. Insulin, enzymes, and cultured materials all depend on variations of that principle. What matters is being clear about which parts come from physical evidence and which parts were computationally inferred. The handbag became an experiment in storytelling, too. VML, the creative agency behind the project, openly describes it as an attempt to give laboratory-grown leather the rarity and origin story valued by the luxury market. The bag was unveiled in Amsterdam on April 2, 2026, displayed beside a dinosaur skeleton and later offered at auction in Paris. Auctioneers expected bids between €300,000 and €500,000, but the highest offers reportedly reached only about $150,000, so the handbag did not sell. That failure is revealing. Spectacle can attract global attention, but novelty alone does not establish the value, durability, or desirability of a new material. The project has not been presented as a peer-reviewed materials study with independently verified performance data. Claims about biodegradability, repairability, and structural similarity to conventional leather largely come from the organizations that made it. Before the process can matter beyond one collector's object, researchers would need to publish manufacturing details and compare strength, aging, water resistance, and environmental impact with animal leather and other alternatives. Why this strange bag still matters. The most useful lesson is not that dinosaurs are returning through fashion. It is that a .iDoc can help scientists explore biological designs that no longer exist, then translate those designs into proteins and materials that have never been manufactured before. The same workflow could be applied more practically. Researchers might reconstruct robust proteins from extinct organisms, redesign natural materials for lower-impact manufacturing, or search enormous evolutionary databases for molecular structures with useful properties. The commercial opportunity is broader than luxury accessories, spanning medicine, textiles, packaging, and industrial materials. There are risks as well. A compelling origin story can make a computational approximation sound like recovered biological fact. If companies hide uncertainty behind words such as resurrection, audiences may struggle to distinguish genuine evidence from a branded interpretation of it. The T-Rex handbag is there for two inventions at once. One is a striking experiment in AI-assisted protein engineering. The other is a story designed to make synthetic material feel ancient, scarce, and alive. The first could help shape the future of manufacturing. The second reminds us to read the label carefully.